Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Am I, like, I at first I watch, I go, why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you do anything? And then I saw it in slow motion, I go, I couldn't really stop him. He was falling away. But then I thought, no, all the guys on the sideline are pointing at them saying, no, go do something. Okay, we have audio of this explanation. All right, let's play. Let's see what he says.
When he jumped up and got it, I didn't know if my hand touched him. So that was what had me like, did I touch him, did I not? And then my coach is like, touch him again. So it was just, I gotta do a better job.
I really like Elijah Moore.
Can we give Jerry Jeudy credit for, with the game clearly over, chasing down on that final interception in the end zone?
Yeah.
Does he do it in 31 other NFL stadiums?
Right.
Or 30 other
NFL stadiums. Well, the book on him was that he was not a guy that would play to the whistle.
Yeah, but, I mean, he said last week, I want to go kick their ass. Like, he's had this one circled for a long time.
I got to, how is he? He's got to be getting close to 1,000 now, right?
Yeah.
235.
He's the fifth. He's got the fifth most yards in the league, I think,
that's
right now.
Good for him, man. All right. That's a feather in the cap for Andrew, even though it's a trade. It's not a draft pick. It's a trade. But hey, you got a third round pick for Amari Cooper. Let's see what you do with that, because he's going to be in charge yet again next year, and we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow. Should I be mad today? There's a lot of people who feel that I've let them down. I'm not fire and brimstone. I'm not mad. I said before on the show, I can get you very depressed if I wanted to right now. I could play all those hits and get you very depressed during the holiday season right now. I don't want to do that.
Okay, let's go through it. Let's go through it.
Am I not allowed to say I'm entertained?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is that a soft take?
People said it's losers.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, it's that you're looking for moral victories. I mean, if we were to go through the things to be mad about, okay, on offense, you're mad at Jameis. How mad at Jameis could you possibly be? Like, what other options did you have other than Jameis?
It is.
We know what Jameis is.
Yes.
And then he gave you one of the more electrifying nights in Browns fandom, right? The history of Browns fandom.
Yeah.
And yes, he threw the pick sixes.
He threw six touchdowns.
He's given you two electrifying nights in a row.
Right. That's the other thing. And now you have faith in Jerry Jeudy. Now you have some faith in Elijah Moore.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
So how many targets were there for Njoku last night?
Said Tillman before the concussion. Right. David Njoku again with some of the catches.
He had 17 targets.
Mike Woods making a couple of plays after terrible injuries.
Guys, you had no running game. So you're one-dimensional. He drops back over 60 times. two interceptions? Well, three, the last one. I mean, you know, whatever. But I'll
say. Oh, we got to count them.
Fine, count them. I mean, you know, whatever. But that happens, and you're like, I think that's pretty good. Like, I think Joe Burrow goes back and throws 60 times. Now, is he going to throw pick sixes? Okay, there's the difference. But.
Well, we're not.
Yeah, he did it against the Texans in the playoffs. I saw it.
We're not making him out to be Joe Burrow. We're making him out to be Jameis Winston.
Yeah. So I'm not mad. I'm not mad at Jameis. Okay, that's number one. Am I supposed to be mad at Nick Chubb for not resembling himself yet?
Nick Chubb can kick over my trash cans and I'll blame it on myself.
So we're not mad at him. We just went through all. By the way, offensive line and pass protection held their own. For there to only be three sacks last night. Now, part of that's Jameis. Jameis knows how to move in and out of the pocket. The guy we had before didn't.
You were nice about it when it came to John Greco, and I'll have to take a look at it. I gotta check the tape. I didn't think it was as good. Fourth quarter, boy, they really heated it up. I think Vance Joseph just said, "You know what? Well, the hell with it. I'm gonna send everybody, and we'll see if we can force them into a couple of mistakes." And they did that.
And they did.
Yeah.
So okay, that's the offense. On defense, okay, there's some things to be mad about, and we haven't really dwelled on that because. The takeaway was mostly offense. And Jim Schwartz's defense have been, you know, really the strength of this team the last 2 years, obviously. There are some issues there. I mean, there's no doubt that we have a Martin Emerson problem because he goes from being one of the bright spots of the Andrew Berry drafting classes. And this year he's been like one of the worst ranked corners.
I wish I could give you an answer. I have no answer for it. I'm perplexed. I'm standing there like Ryan Day watching him. I wish I could tell you guys.
So you're mad.
I'm not mad. I'm shocked. Mad. I don't know what the. I can't be mad. I don't think it's an effort thing. I don't think he's. If he was half-assing it, I'd be mad. I don't think he's half-assing it. I mean, he's been the subject of conversation all year. If Denzel was playing on a 9-3 football team, we'd be talking about him being the best corner in the NFL right now.
Yes.
Arguing alongside of Patrick Surtain and a couple of others that he's the best cornerback in the NFL right now. But since he's playing on a 3-9 football team, it's a secondary thought. But he's played fantastically. So he's on the other side of Denzel Ward. You have Greg Newsome, who's okay, and I think I'm being nice about that. You got Grant Delvin, who, boy, I thought for a second the lights were going to go out. I was glad he was able to come back. But, you know, I'm making a long answer out of a short answer. He struggled this year. He's not going to go anywhere. I want to see what he does in 2025, MJ Emerson. Okay. But I'm not mad at MJ Emerson.
Now, Dustin Hopkins missed a field goal.
I'm not mad. It wasn't like he was half-assed. I get mad over bad effort. I get mad over bad planning. That's what I get mad about.
Well, the only thing maybe to be mad about is they extended Dustin Hopkins, and now, much like there are a bunch of teams where you either have your guy or you don't.
What's his contract?
You don't know that you have your guy right now, a kicker. I would argue the Baltimore Ravens don't know if they have their guy, a kicker, right now.
Are they mad at him? Are they mad at Justin Tucker? Or are they just coming to a realization here? I don't think I get mad. Like, I get mad over bad decisions, like the punt and Jalen Darden deciding to not let it go over his head and playing his feet at the 10.
What was,
like, I was mad about that. I go, you're a professional. Be a professional. That I'm mad about that because you should know better. But it wasn't, again, their effort was there. They played a good football team. They're 8-5. They played a good football team on the road. You don't win all the games on the road in the NFL. You just put yourself in such a terrible hole to start off this year that Troy Aikman certainly wouldn't shut up about it, and rightfully so. He should have kept talking about it. I'm glad he did. You put yourself in just such a deep hole, you couldn't get out of it. But you played tough last night. That sounds like a loser's lament. But that's what I get mad about. I get mad about professionals half-assing it. I get mad about coaches not having a good plan. I thought that there were some plays that Ken Dorsey, and not just because they worked, I think he did try to commit to the run. I think the run wasn't working, and frankly, I probably would have bailed out myself. I think I probably would have bailed out myself going, okay, this is how we're going to move the football down the field. This is how we got back into the...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost.
With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The game and took the lead. I guess we're going to continue to do it this way. Because Jameis had a hot hand, but he can be cooled off very quickly. So there wasn't a lot I was mad about yesterday. And if they are... If it's 7-5 versus 7-5 and they lose that game, maybe I'm mad. I understand it. I might be frustrated. I was mad after New Orleans. I was mad after that.
So that's more resignation, yes, then. It's just a state of affairs. Like, yes, you'll admit yesterday didn't and I know you had to pregame for the network and everything. Did not have the same feel of a build-up for a big game. Oh, it just didn't.
Because
there were
a bunch
of people going, oh, I forgot we had a game tonight.
Jay downstairs forgot we had a game last night.
Yeah, I had friends that forgot there was a game. Season ticket holders.
You had a 10-day layoff, and you had a holiday in between. So you had
it's a weird feel.
And frankly, I mean, the Thanksgiving, Gerard will tell you, the Thanksgiving holiday, it could be the worst thing for football players and for a football team. He goes, by the time Christmas comes around, you're either ready for the playoffs and you are laser focused. You don't care about Christmas. Or you are, hey, I'm either playing for a job or we're ready to go home. One of the two. Thanksgiving can poison a football. Gerard will tell you, Thanksgiving can poison a football team.
I can see that.
Like, you could be like, hey, we kind of got a chance here. You guys go and have Thanksgiving dinner, and your cousin and your brother and people come into town, and they start getting in your ear about certain things, and all of a sudden you start believing them because you grew up with these people and you love them, and all of a sudden there's problems. Gerard's seen it. Okay, I credit him. I know where he's at. I credit him wholeheartedly with that. I'll listen to him on that. That's a gospel.
Yesterday,
so they came out, they played with their heads on fire yesterday.
They did.
I was fine with it.
And they continue to. That is the one thing. We thought this was going to come off the rails, and that does support that maybe there isn't the dysfunction. Maybe this isn't the everything is doom and gloom. That still doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl next year. Like, obviously, there are a lot of issues.
They
on
also
this
have not
team.
Been good going west with Kevin Stefanski.
And
that's
probably
the best going west that they've had.
Yeah,
they win an extra day early, too.
But I think that there's a lot of big picture stuff here that you can get into if you're angry about it. To hear you say that sentence that we're not thinking Super Bowl, all right, why aren't we thinking Super Bowl here? Well, you know where this all goes back to. Okay, who made those decisions? Well, then you're mad about something like that. Okay, I can understand you being frustrated over the big picture of it. But when I say I was entertained by last night, what you said is true. It's resignation. I'm resigned. Should I be mad? 216-474-0092. We've only got a half hour left in the show. We'll get to you. I'm resigned to what the season becomes. I was entertained last night. If that makes me a loser, okay, but I'm looking at a team that's 3-9. I've accepted what they are. I'm trying to figure out who's going to be on my football team for next year because my goal, hey guys, my goal for the next year isn't the Super Bowl. It's to try to approach the playoffs again. And it's probably try to approach the playoffs with a young QB because I want to feel good not necessarily more about 2025. I want to feel really good again about going into 2026. I got to play really long game stuff here because I don't want to go, and this is what I'm afraid of terribly. What did I say about the Bears and Matt Eberflus on Monday? What did I say yesterday? That when were you supposed to make that decision when you brought in Caleb Williams?
For the year.
Okay, well, what am I going to say if we bring in some kid coming into next year? So now I have to make the best of that situation. Now, I think Kevin Stefanski is a better offensive mind. I think he's probably got it more well-organized in Cleveland than they do in Chicago. But, hey, I got to use my own words against myself here. if I'm going to do that in the future. So there's a lot of a balancing act that I got to do. But if I'm just going to last night, I'm not mad about last night. I might be mad on Monday morning if they go out there and they look listless in a 1 o'clock game. Because then the lights, the glitz, the glamour, they have been a front-running team in the past. If they go over there to Pittsburgh and I hear freaking Renegade and we're down by 24 in the fourth quarter and TJ Watt and everybody in their denim jackets are having a, well, it's going to be a little bit cold, so I don't know if they're going to wear denim, but you know what? The smokes and icy light can keep them warm. So they're going to have their rock concert and everything like they did the last night of Baker Mayfield in his career with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, I might come in. I might be a little bit hot on Monday morning. I'm not mad right now. I'm entertained. I'm disappointed in this entire season. And I think you should be too. I think the fans should obviously be disappointed in the season. But I'm not going to go after a fan because they went away and go, hey, you know, I threw for like 450 and four touchdowns and I had some fun. Because I think there's a lot of people going, hey, and secretly, they're probably going, hey, we still have a nice high draft pick and I got entertained by Jameis Winston and I'd bring Jameis Winston back. And Jameis Winston played just well enough to make me think about him for 2025 and just poor enough where he doesn't price himself out of my market.
So it sounds like a perfect fit.
Not bad. Not a bad day at the office. Entertain, put on a good show.
And like I said,
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman didn't make fun of us.
And like I said earlier,
done it before.
Unlike the last guy, you can put Jameis on your posters. You can put him in your ads. You can put him on TV to sell tickets.
Yes, you can.
I'm curious what the fan base, what they think about this.
And I'll tell you what, I don't mean to cut you off. I frankly believe that you could put Jameis Winston out there as the starting quarterback and take some kid out of the draft and put him up on all the billboards. And I think Jameis Winston and everybody would be understanding what the future is.
I think you're right.
Record that in case that's absolutely not true coming up next fall. What were you going to say
before I cut you off? I'm with you. I'm with you that I think it's way more palatable. I just don't think people will be delusional about it. Like, even the people that are calling in saying, come on, guys, we know what Jameis is. Well, yeah, we do. We do, but it's going to allow you to at least be a competitive NFL football team. Now, if your thought is, well, it's Super Bowl or bust, well, there's no other path. There's no other avenue to get the Browns into the Super Bowl next year with just some quarterback that's available. That doesn't exist. So I think even those people will come to the realization that, all right, Jameis coming back and maybe draft one, maybe don't. Remember, it's not going to be in your court. The ball won't be in your court because if you end up with
the worst one.
Yeah, if you end up with the eighth overall pick, who are you not getting? The number one quarterback. You're just not.
You're not. And I like one guy and we'll see if we get him. If we don't, then you know, I just because I feel passionate about one guy doesn't mean I feel passionate about any of them, any of the other ones. It's like you could take the wrong guy out of this draft. So I'm going to have a conversation with myself about that, which I have a lot of conversations with myself because, you know, I'm an unstable individual.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.